The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Weekday evenings on FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot. It's 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood. Host Daryl Wood brings you the day's news and trending topics as only he can, with a unique blend of conservative opinion, constitutionalism, and thought-provoking analysis. Join the conversation. 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood. A daily look at the news in a way you won't hear anywhere else. Tune in to 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood on FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot. Or stream at patriotdetroit.com.
You are in what part of the country?
Southwest Colorado.
Wonderful. How are you picking us up?
Oh, I stream you guys on my iPhone every day.
Fantastic.
I am a resident of Sterling Heights, but I frequently come to Southwest Colorado.
I am just thrilled to be hearing from you out there in Colorado. Continue to listen, tune in again, and call at your earliest convenience. Godspeed.
Run to Win with Daryl Wood, Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. on Faith Talk Detroit.
6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood, the fastest hour on radio.
800-923-9385. Dial that number. Do not wait to have your say on the news topics, the stories you really care about. Why do I want you to get in here so quickly? Because before you know it, folks, this show will be over. This hour will be spent. We'll be on our way out. And you might not get the chance to make that statement on the news topics, the stories you really care about. That's why. 800-923-9385. Dial that number. And if you prefer to do so, you can head over to the Facebook page, facebook.com/ThePatriotDetroit. Over there, you can see the show stream, and you can use your keyboard to post comments live and in real time. Check us out online as well at patriotdetroit.com, patriotdetroit.com. You'll find out what we're doing online as well as in the community. And we appreciate the time that you invest with us at these various sites and certainly here on the air where we talk with you about the news topics and stories you really care about. Politically speaking, a bit of an earthquake the other night, but an expected one. With regard to Wyoming incumbent, the Senator Liz Cheney, who was bounced from office by an upstart challenger by the name of Harriet Hageman. Harriet Hageman's claim to fame, she was endorsed by Donald Trump. And you know that Liz Cheney has made a career of going after Donald Trump and making sure that he never serves or gets near the White House again as President of the United States. That's, I guess, what she has taken on as her sworn duty and her mantle. It's ridiculous, as she talked about the defeat last night. She was comparing herself, oddly enough, to Abraham Lincoln, founder of the party.
The great and original champion of our party, Abraham Lincoln, was defeated in elections for the Senate and the House before he won the most important election of all. Lincoln ultimately prevailed, he saved our Union, and he defined our obligation as Americans for all of history.
Yeah, well, Lincoln, excuse me, wasn't the founder of the Republican Party. I've said that, but that's not what I meant. What I meant was she was praising him as the party luminary to whom everyone wants to compare themselves because he most closely represents the founding principles of republicanism.
Speaking at Gettysburg of the great task remaining before us, Lincoln said that we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not perish from this earth.
Yeah, but you lost to Harriet Hageman.
Our republic relies upon the goodwill of all candidates for office to accept honorably the outcome of elections. And tonight, Harriet Hageman has received the most votes in this primary. She won. I called her to concede the race. This primary election is over, but now the real work begins.
What do you suppose that means? 800-923-9385, 800-923-WDTK. Yeah, not only did she compare herself to Abraham Lincoln in her defeat, she also compared herself to Ulysses S. Grant, the Civil War general on the Union side. Additionally, Liz touted the fact that she was opposing Donald Trump, who was the, the proponent and the publisher of The Big Lie, and she was willing to throw her political career on the trash heap of history because of her opposition to Donald Trump.
Over the last several months in the January 6th hearings, the American people have watched dozens of Republicans, including the most senior officials working for President Trump in the White House, the Justice Department, and on his campaign, people who served President Trump loyally, testify that they all told him the election was not stolen or rigged and there was no massive fraud. That's why President Trump and others invent excuses, pretexts for people not to watch the hearings at all. But no citizen of this republic is a bystander. All of us have an obligation to understand what actually happened. We cannot abandon the truth and remain a free nation.
Yeah, what does that have to do with your loss? 800-923-9385. Again, Liz Cheney dedicated and saying that she's going to work to make sure that Mr. Trump never becomes president again.
And I mean it.
She means it. 800-923-9385, 800-923-WDTK. She appeared on a morning talk show, one of those morning news programs. I believe it's the Today Show. The Today Show featuring Savannah Guthrie, I think, was the young woman who interviewed her. Savannah tried to get a straight answer out of Liz Cheney about her political future and what she might be doing, as she referred to Donald Trump's pronouncement that she's been consigned to more or less the dustbin of history.
The former president said last night, you're now headed to political oblivion. You said this fight is just beginning. You've even launched a political organization already. So let's just be straight about it. Are you considering running for president yourself?
Well, what I'm going to do, Savannah, is spend the next several months completing my work in Congress, obviously completing my work representing the people of Wyoming. We have a tremendous amount of work left to do on the January 6th committee. And also, though, I'm going to be making sure that people all around this country understand the stakes of what we're facing, understand the extent to which we've now got one major political party, my party, which has really become a cult of personality. And we've got to get this party back to a place where we're embracing the values and the principles on which it was founded, and talking about, you know, fundamental issues of civics, fundamental issues of what does it mean to be a constitutional republic.
But Congresswoman, you didn't answer me.
Doing
yes or no?
It takes Donald Trump.
Would you just shut up and answer the question, please?
I will be doing whatever it takes to keep Donald Trump out of the Oval Office.
Well, I know you didn't say yes or no, and that's fine if you're thinking about it. But are you thinking about it? Are you thinking about running for president?
That's a decision that I'm going to make in the coming months, Savannah. I'm not going to make any announcements here this morning, but it is something that I'm thinking about, and I'll make a decision in the coming months.
Yeah, well, we'll see. It was Harriet Hageman who really spoke up about what it was really all about as the upstart supported by Donald Trump, who came literally out of nowhere to beat this woman.
Wyoming has spoken on behalf of everyone who is concerned that the game is becoming more and more rigged against them. And what Wyoming has shown today is that while it may not be easy, we can dislodge entrenched politicians who believe they've risen above the people they are supposed to represent and serve. Yes, Wyoming has spoken, and we have made it clear that we are taking our country back.
Yeah, Harriet Hageman, the Trump-supported candidate, was perhaps speaking the thoughts, the beliefs, the opinions of the large number of people who actually voted for her, giving her the overwhelming defeat of Liz Cheney and sending her onward forward to elective office to represent their interest. And make no mistake about it, she knows that that's why she was elected.
By our vote today, Wyoming has put the elites on notice. We are no longer going to tolerate representatives who don't represent us. Yeah. Wyoming has made clear that we are done being governed by the Washington, D.C. uniparty. Those Democrats and Republicans who don't really care which party is in power, just as long as they are. Wyoming has sent the message that if you are going to claim to live in Wyoming, you better damn well live in Wyoming.
Well, she's being very forthright about what it is she believes ought to be communicated as the most important and priority messages regarding her victory over the incumbent, Liz Cheney, who is probably thinking more about her next career now and where she goes from here, even though she won't admit whether or not she is considering mounting a challenge in the 2024 presidential election cycle and running as a presidential candidate. Do you think Liz Cheney could actually garner the party nomination? 800-923-9385. We'll hear a little more from Harriet Hageman when we come back and take your phone calls.
Leading the charge to win back America, Daryl Wood on The Patriot.
An unplanned pregnancy shouldn't lead to an unplanned future. AAA Pregnancy, a Christian counseling and resource center in Livonia, Michigan, is here to offer support, resources, and care before, during, and after that unplanned pregnancy. They know that by providing a positive, safe place for women to navigate their unique circumstance, far more are likely to say yes to life. AAA Pregnancy Resource Center is asking for your support in the form of $100. That will help them pay off 25 square feet of their state-of-the-art facility in Livonia. By giving to AAA Pregnancy Resource Center, you're bringing hope and help to an abortion-minded woman and literally saving the life of her unborn child. Here's the number you dial to make the most generous contribution you can. 734-425-8061. Once again, 734-425-8061. And of course, if you want to give online, you can do that too. Here's the web address, friendsofaaaprc.com. Once again, friendsofaaaprc.com. PRC.com.
Now, on time, traffic and weather on The Patriot.
Good afternoon. Looking out on your roads right now, watch out, there is currently traffic delays still in a few spots around town, including 696 westbound before Woodward. Got a, the same, well, an accident has cleared, but traffic's still pretty slow back from DeQuinder, but that should take care of that shortly. Also, watch out for heavy stop-and-go traffic at this time on US 23 southbound between Plymouth Road and Washington Avenue, as we still have about a 15-minute delay through there. Also got heavy traffic 94 eastbound between Ann Arbor Saline Road and State Street. So watch out, as that's still about a five-minute slowdown in that area. So definitely want to be careful there. But 7 Mile Road at Napier, that accident has cleared. Taking a look at your forecast, partly cloudy tonight, a low around 61 degrees. Tomorrow going to be partly sunny throughout your day. You can expect a high near 85. and right now cloudy and 69 degrees. I'm Tim Cook on the Patriot, FM 101.5 and AM 1400.
Dad, why do your toenails look like that?
Hey, it's James, and if you're like me and suffer from toenail fungus, please pay close attention. Let's face it, toe fungus is embarrassing. I was afraid to take my socks off and hid my ugly toes from everybody. But nail fungus isn't just a cosmetic problem. It can also be dangerous. Even a small spot can spread and get worse. But no matter what I tried, it seemed like my fungus would never go away. Then I discovered Crystal Flush, the new and different FDA-registered at-home treatment. This unique two-step system flushes out fungus at its source and reverses damaged nails. Finally, me and thousands of others are free from fungus, and you can be too. Call now, and for a limited time, you can try Crystal Flush risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-354-1862. That's 800-354-1862. Eliminate your toe fungus once and for all, guaranteed. Call now, 800-354-1862, or visit crystalflush.com.
Please join Madison Heights Tire as a sponsorship partner for the local Adopt-A-Cop Prayer Protection Program. Our prayers stand watch over our officers as they go out into our communities. Adopt-A-Cop offers support and prayers letting officers know when they go out into the community each day. They are not forgotten, and someone is praying for them. You can become a partner with the powerful prayer protection program like Madison Heights Tire and Auto. Go to adoptthecop.org or call 734-260-5834. The purpose of Adopt-A-Cop is to assign law enforcement officers to a family, group, or individual who will pray daily for them or send a note of encouragement. Imagine the powerful difference you can make in the lives of those who put their lives on the line for us each day. While a bulletproof vest gives a level of protection for our law enforcement officers, as an even greater blessing and shield of protection can be found in the power of faithful praying group of prayer warriors. Thank you to Madison Heights Tire for their sponsorship. You can be a sponsor too. Call 734-260-5834 or go to adoptthecop.org.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to Inside Retirement with Brett Brzezinski of the Brzezinski Group Saturday mornings at 8 and Sunday mornings at 11 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do the things you've always dreamt about doing in retirement. Inside Retirement with Brett Brzezinski Saturday mornings at 8 and Sunday mornings at 11. Firm offers insurance services, investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
Wyoming has drawn a line in the sand that if we put you in power, you will be accountable to us, you will answer to us, and you will do what is in our best interest. And if you don't, we will fire you. Wyoming deserves a real representative in Congress, one that understands Wyoming, one that loves Wyoming, and one that loves Wyoming as much as all of us do. I will be accountable to the voters and citizens of Wyoming because I am one of you. And just like you, I am sick and tired of not having a voice in the U.S. House of Representatives.
Harriet Hageman, upstart politician, beats Liz Cheney with a stick. 800-923-9385. Oh, and by the way, she's grateful for the support of you-know-who.
Obviously, we're all very grateful to President Trump, who recognizes that Wyoming has only one congressional representative, and we have to make it count. His clear and unwavering support from the very beginning propelled us to victory tonight.
Yeah, that's a Harriet Hageman saying that she knows that her candidacy was propelled powerfully by the pronouncement of former President Donald John Trump. It made the difference in a race that many thought the incumbent might have a chance to pull out, although I don't know why, because for months and months and months, people in Wyoming have been expressing disfavor with Liz Cheney's defocus on their concerns and her uber focus on fighting with Donald Trump. But to what end? 800-923-9385. What, the destruction of her own political career? And she is one of 8 out of 10 who voted for the impeachment of the former president, who are now out of politics, and two are hanging on by thinner threads. 800-923-9385, 800-923-WDTK. Out to the phone lines we go. Randy's in Detroit. Randy, thanks for the call. Your comment. Randy, you're on.
Hello, Daryl.
Hi.
Yeah. Well, since I don't like Liz Cheney, I can't really be disappointed. And also, the Republican Party has become the cult that she described. So the fake guy has won because most of the members are now followers of the fake God. So we will see how this will turn out in the general election. I don't think most of the American people are not cultists, and most of them reject the fake God. So this was expected in a predominantly Republican state where most of the Republicans are cultists. So
Randy, is that it?
Yeah, it's probably for the best because the people need the people, somebody that represents them, and she doesn't belong to the cult. So,
oh, I see. I get it. But one of the things that I find interesting with regard to Liz Cheney, folks like Liz, Adam Kinzinger, folks in the entertainment industry and elsewhere, it's as though Donald Trump is living rent-free in their heads. Why don't they just ignore him? Donald Trump hasn't been in elective office in over 2 years. Why don't these folks just get on with their lives, Randy?
Because they actually represent conservatives. They're not members of a cult.
You mean they represent a kind of politician who for decades has traded on a conservative reputation, but has delivered nothing to the people in terms of real change in Washington, D.C. We refer to those folks as rhinos, Republicans in name only. They may wear the conservative mantle, Randy, but they have nothing to do with conservatism, except for the lip service they pay to it. Liz Cheney's just another one of those politicians who started out as a working class individual when she came into office, but is going to leave as a millionaire. I'd like to know how that happened. Randy, thanks a lot for the call. I greatly appreciate it. Yeah, like I said, it's not we who are fixated on Donald Trump. It is they. I think it's kind of strange that you would talk about people being a cult or cultists when you have an individual who's willing to throw away her career focusing on an individual who is not even in office anymore. 800-923-9385, 800-923-WDTK. In a few moments, an example of people in whose heads Donald Trump is living freely. Gary's in Tucson. Gary, thanks so much for your call.
Hey, brother. Yeah, Liz Cheney. Her speeches, what she said, she was admitting that she lost. Pardon. She's not making any friends during that speech because from our point of view, she's just a traitor, more or less. Not specifically, because that's a term that's, you know, that has real meaning. But she turned her back on the party. Mm-hmm. Not only did she do that, she joined the other side and tried to destroy the president of the United States. So that's why we're against her, even if she talks about the founders and the Constitution and civics. And those are the same reasons the left don't like her, because they don't like the founders and civics and the Constitution. So she's up there just, you know, cutting herself out of the picture mm-hmm. all by herself. Mm-hmm. And she has a great big huge flaw in her Lincoln thing. Lincoln did not win until he ran for president. Correct?
That's right. Correct.
So he did not go up into Washington and make a complete fool out of himself before he became president. So there's no comparison there. Thank you very much.
Gary, thank you very much for the phone call as well. 800-923-9385. The other reason people may not be all that happy with Liz Cheney is because she has signed on with a group of people and is currying favor, or at least trying to, with people who would just as soon as destroy her. And I'm talking about those not only in the Democrat Party, but, and perhaps I'm being redundant here, those in the media and so-called press, the journalists with whom she is trying to curry favor, the only reason she's getting any semblance of what you might call positive coverage is because she is against true conservatism. And the true hero of the hour with regard to the implementation of conservative policies in this country. And that happens to be the former president of the United States. In contradistinction to what's happening on the watch of the current president.
Right now we have the most dangerous and the most destructive administration in U.S. history. President Biden and the radical Democrats are solely responsible for record-breaking inflation, record-breaking illegal immigration, record-breaking human trafficking, record-breaking drug running, and record-breaking energy costs. The wreckage that we are seeing is not by accident, but by design. And it is imperative that we focus like a laser beam on blocking any further damage to our republic. When I am representing you, I will not waste any time. I will fight every day to block the destruction of our country.
And it is the real destruction of the country as it is taking place right now on purpose that caused Harriet Hageman to speed to victory in that Wyoming race. It is the reason people are looking at the Biden presidency and saying, how in the world could you align yourself with people who are in the bag for a corrupt administration, the likes of which is putting American citizens under the gun? And on top of all that, hiring 87,000 new IRS agents to surveil the American working man, working woman, to extract more money from us when we were promised by this administration that no one making less than $400,000 in this country would pay more in federal taxes. We know that's a lie, and we certainly know it now with the passage of that Inflation Reduction Act of 2022, which is now the law of the land. 800-923-9385, 800-923-WDTK. We'll take a closer look at that when we come back. The president showed up at the White House yesterday to sign that turkey into law. And as I've said before, the other thing that we have to get about the business of doing is making sure that the politicians who are there right now and can confront this situation do so. Do so with the effective tools at their disposal. We need to stop the spending that would allow this government to expand the IRS, arm IRS agents, and then send them into the field to harass law-abiding, hard-working American citizens. We have to hold their feet to the fire.
Now, on-time traffic, news, and weather on The Patriot.
Good evening. Out on your roads right now, still got some slow traffic in some spots around town. Out in Bloomfield Township, emergency construction from a gas leak will now have repairs. Has no Lone Pine Road eastbound closed between Franklin Road and Wing Lake Road. That's going to be closed until further notice. Also, just started out in Pontiac, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard will be closed for a long-term emergency project to replace the bridge there. And that's between Woodward and South Boulevard. And right now that's causing some headaches, and you got to plan ahead for that as well. Watch out for heavy traffic on U.S. 23 southbound between Plymouth Road and Washington Avenue. And we're still seeing some big delays, 94 eastbound between Ann Arbor, Saline Road and State Street as well. Taking a look at your forecast tonight, partly cloudy, expected low around 61 degrees, as well as tomorrow going to be partly sunny and you will have a high near 85. And right now it is cloudy and 68 degrees. From the townhall.com newsroom, Detroit police are investigating an armed carjacking. Police say a man got into a woman's car at a gas station on Harper early yesterday morning and then waited for her to return. He then stole the vehicle at gunpoint. A surveillance photo of the suspect is posted on the police department's Facebook page at this time. Mortgage demand is down despite interest rates declining slightly. Applications for a mortgage dropped 1%. Just from last week. Compared to last year, the demand fell off by 18%. The average in interest rate for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage dropped from 5.47% to 5.45%. And Americans are divided on whether students should be required to have COVID vaccines before starting the upcoming school year in person. A new Gallup survey found 48% believe elementary school students should be required to be vaccinated to attend classes. We update traffic and weather four times an hour. I'm Tim Cook on The Patriot, FM 101.5 and AM 1400.
6 o'clock Talk with Daryl Wood is back after the break.
If you didn't believe the United States is literally at the crossroads of life or death, I'm sure you may think things differently now. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, being brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. The recent FBI raid on the Mar-a-Lago resort and home of Donald Trump wasn't all that surprising. After all, ever since he took that famous glide down the Golden Escalator in his New York City Trump Tower and expounded about his appreciation for the United States and the desire to actually govern on behalf of the best interest of our republic, the deep state elites, who thought he was one of them, turned on Mr. Trump and set out to destroy him. How dare he swagger in and declare how we should create a better economic atmosphere here in order to reignite our manufacturing powers or fight to establish equal opportunity for all who seek to open a business or get a job. Trump's fight for the unborn and religious liberties, along with his desire to reconfigure the government back to within the confines of the Constitution, truly infuriated globalist elites like Mitch McConnell, who proudly stated, quote, "Trump's agenda is not my agenda," unquote. Time to stand for God-given rights in our republic before she fails under the awful weight of tyranny being plotted against us. I'm Ron Edwards.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
If you're looking for a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because it's a great idea. But sometimes that doesn't work out. I found the Barking Boutique. They also suggest starting at the shelter. But if it doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses, loving nuzzles, and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner, David, was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do better, and he did. You can start your search right now, thebarkingboutique.com. New arrivals daily at thebarkingboutique.com.
Start your mornings with Hugh Hewitt, informing and entertaining with a mix of news, discussion, and opinion. Weekdays from 6 to 9 on FM 101.5 and AM 1400. The Patriot. The Patriot, FM 101.5 and AM 1400, WDTK Detroit, where local news matters. A division of Salem Media Group, an Odyssey station.
It just so happens that at 36 minutes past the hour, the former president of the United States, his record's about 95% in terms of the primary candidates whom he has backed, who have won elective office in the primary season. That is an incredibly strong record, and it means that the president's endorsement, I mean Donald Trump, is very valuable at this particular point in time, even if there are those like Liz Cheney who are disappointed with regard to his influence inside Republican Party politics. It is dominant, to say the least. And then you have rhinos like Adam Kinzinger, the Republican from Illinois, who is stepping away from mainstream Republican politics to participate in this January 6th dog and pony show to try and afflict Donald Trump. He's singing the praises of the loser Liz Cheney, saying that in her next life, whatever that is, it will quite possibly include chasing Donald Trump to the gates of hell.
But with Liz, look, I feel the same way, is if I went back 20 months and made the decision about, you know, am I going to impeach Donald Trump? I would have done it in a heartbeat. And Liz feels the same way. You know, it's like, what is it for a man to gain the world but lose his soul? And I think as we've gotten into this committee, you know, Liz and I get along really well. My respect for her was huge, by the way, prior to even all this, and it's grown immensely. She's very determined, very dogged, and she will chase Donald Trump to the gates of hell for sure.
Oh, Donald Trump to the gates of hell. Is that her new career? 800-923-9385. He appeared on MSNBC's Alex Wagner Tonight, where he also talked about others, sort of like our first caller, Randy, to the program, were making a kind of cult of worship out of the former president of the United States. But it's these people who keep bringing up and harassing the former president. His own family wrote him a letter recently talking about how disappointed they were at his attacks on the former president of the United States and how it doesn't seem as though he is following in the path of true conservatism when it comes to his Republican politics. Adam Kinzinger, excuse me, on Alex Wagner Tonight.
What about members of your own family? And I ask that not just to get you to, you know, be critical of members of your own family, but because I think they're representative of a lot of Republicans in the country who don't hold elected office and are in thrall to Donald Trump and are voting against Liz Cheney, who otherwise is everything you could want from a conservative Republican.
Yeah, I think it's an important thing to talk about. So first off, I've come to believe over the last year that people, more than even fearing death, we're such a tribalistic people that they fear being kicked out of their tribe. And so you accept anything because now Republicanism or conservatism or Trumpism becomes your identity. And so you're going to stay. Now, my family, look, they're my dad's cousins. I'm going to say this as a Christian myself, the pastors, many pastors in this country are failing their congregation, not even just by, you know, pushing kind of Trumpism from the pulpit, but even refusing to talk about how bad it is, how corrosive it is. And you have people today that literally, I think in their heart, they may not say it, but they equate Donald Trump with the person of Jesus Christ. And to them, if you even come out against this amazing man, Donald Trump, which I mean, obviously quite flawed, you are coming out against Jesus, against their Christian values. And when you go after their religion, that violates the depth of who they are. And I've been kicked out of my tribe, and that's okay.
Well, that's nonsense, because again, these are the people who seem to be preoccupied with the former president. I mean, take, for instance, their apparatchiks in the so-called showbiz space like Jimmy Fallon.
Let's get to some news. Well, guys, today President Biden returned from his vacation in South Carolina and signed the historic Inflation Reduction Act into law. That's right. Yeah, things have been going pretty great for Biden. He may not have gotten the first impression rose, but he's working his way towards an invite to the fantasy suite. You know what I'm saying? Right after he signed the bill, Biden was like, what are those strange sounds? And his staffer was like, that's applause, sir. Experts say that it's the most significant climate bill in U.S. history. Trump heard and was like, you'll definitely want to sneak that one home when you leave office. Just put it in your, you're going to want to sneak that one, yep.
Yeah, Donald Trump somehow makes his way into the comedy stylings of Jimmy Fallon once again. Why? I mean, it wasn't funny to begin with, but the only thing that kind of elicited a chuckle was the Donald Trump line. And then there's Al Franken filling in for Jimmy Kimmel.
Things are not going so well for the former president right now. Last week, the FBI seized 11 sets of highly classified documents from Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate, and then Trump is taking exactly is what you'd expect. Last night, he wrote this: there is no way to justify the unannounced raid of Mar-a-Lago, the home of the 45th president of the United States, who got more votes by far than any sitting president in the history of our country. Now, Trump keeps saying that he, quote, got more votes by far than any sitting president in the history of our country. I know that sounds good, but it doesn't mean much when you lose by 7,052,770 votes.
He's living rent-free in their heads. 800-923-9385. Back out to the phone lines we go before we hit the next profit center break. Jim's in Inkster. Jim, thanks for the call.
Hi, Daryl. The great Al Franken that was just on your tape there endorsed Lizzie Cheney.
Yes.
Hardy, har, har.
Yes.
Also, I haven't heard you play this on the tapes tonight. You might later. Sorry if I'm repeating you. But that Harriet, the winner in the election.
Mm, Harriet Hageman. Mm-hmm.
Said she did not receive the call that Liz Cheney made. My best guess is 15 minutes to an hour before. Liz said she talked to her and congratulated her.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's taking confusion lessons from Joe Biden. End of comment.
Jim, thanks a lot for making it on the program tonight. 800-923-9385. Back to the phone lines we go. Mike's in Detroit. Mike, thanks for the call.
Oh, yeah. Daryl, I just wonder, you know, I mean, this might sound stupid, but I'm wondering about the mental health issue when it comes to these Democrats. You know, you've got Liz Cheney, who is, you know, it's like she's sitting on the board of the Wizard of Oz. There was no 6th January insurrection planned by President Trump. It's ridiculous, but day after day, there they are, you know, reinforcing each other's delusion, and it's a delusion. And then you have Warren, who is, you know, hysterical, Pelosi hysterical, Waters hysterical. The Odd Squad is just incredible. It's like a freak show. They need their own tent. And you have the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, you know, all of these clappers and all the rest of them lying to the country, you know, as if we're delusional. These are delusions that they're talking about. And you have to wonder, is there a mental health issue under this Democratic umbrella? Because these people are delusional. You know, Iran is not going to be our friend. China is not going to be our friend. Hunter is the candy man. You know, Biden is stumbling up and down stairs. This is the real world that we have to live in.
Mm-hmm.
These people do not live in the real world.
No, they live in the world where Trump derangement syndrome apparently reigns supreme, Mike. A great observation on your part, particularly when you're talking about mental health and those who just can't seem to stop talking about Donald Trump, even though they claim he's irrelevant and the enemy. Mike, thanks a lot. I greatly appreciate the sentiment expressed. 800-923-9385. Believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, final segment of the program's coming up after the break.
Take Daryl Wood everywhere you go with the WDTK mobile app, available in your app store today.
Now, on-time traffic and weather on the Patriot.
Good evening. Looking out on those roads for you once again. Right now, watch out as you currently have some heavy traffic. 94 eastbound between Ann Arbor Saline Road and State Street. As some heavy stop-and-go traffic there, as well as US 23 southbound between Plymouth Road and Washington Avenue. Also, watch out for slow traffic, 75 northbound between Baldwin Road and Sacheball Road. And traffic heavy and slow, 94 eastbound between 12 Mile and Metro Parkway, as well as M14 westbound between Ford Road and US 23. And still got some heavy traffic as well, M59 eastbound between DeQuinder and Van Dyke, and US 23 northbound between 8 Mile and 996. Taking a look at your forecast. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low around 61. Tomorrow, it is going to be partly sunny throughout your day. You can expect a high near 85 degrees. And right now, it remains cloudy and 68 degrees in the Metro Detroit area at this time. I'm Tim Cook on the Patriot, FM 101.5 and AM 1400.
At Affordable Dentures and Implants, that moment when we see the patient smile is everything to us. And we're proud to have helped millions of patients improve their smiles through affordable tooth replacement options. So whether it's a single tooth, full dentures, or dental implants, Affordable Dentures and Implants is here to help you go ahead and smile. Our new Warren office, led by Dr. Tracy Cobb, is now open at 8327 12 Mile Road in Tech Plaza, between Ulta Beauty and Skechers. To schedule a free new patient consultation, call 1-800-DENTURE or visit Affordable.
affordabledentures.com. That's 1-800-DENTURE or affordabledentures.com. Again, our new Warren office is located at 8327 12 Mile Road in Tech Plaza between Ulta Beauty and Skechers. Browse online at affordabledentures.com or call 1-800-DENTURE. Affordable Dentures and Implants. Go ahead and smile.
Go ahead and smile.
Ask any of the members and mentors here at Lifestyles Unlimited, and they will tell you it's not how smart you are or how long and how hard you work. It's whether you have the right map to begin with. Will your current career path lead you to financial independence? Visit LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com to meet some of the members who are on the right map and on their way to financial freedom. Whether you're new to real estate investing or consider yourself a seasoned pro, Lifestyles Unlimited can take you to the next level. Visit LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com to take your first step.
An unplanned pregnancy shouldn't lead to an unplanned future. AAA Pregnancy, a Christian counseling and resource center in Livonia, is here to offer support, resources, and care before, during, and after pregnancy. You have the opportunity to invest in our mission to affirm life by donating to the AAA Pregnancy Building Fund. A contribution of $100 pays off 25 square feet of our building, a positive, safe place for women to navigate their unique circumstance. Please call 734-425-8061 or donate online by clicking on the AAA Pregnancy banner at patriotdetroit.com. AAA Pregnancy impacts the lives of women who find themselves in an unplanned pregnancy with the spiritual and material resources to keep their baby. Your generous $100 donation pays off 25 square feet of our facility and brings us closer to reaching our building fund goal by the end of the year. Call 734-425-8061 or give online by clicking on the AAA Pregnancy banner at patriotdetroit.com.
There's nothing like hearing the songs you love on local radio with no subscriptions and no monthly fees. But there's a new bill in Congress that could stop the music. If passed, this bill would tax your local radio station simply to play the music you love. Text LOCAL to 52886 and ask Congress to support local radio stations. Help us keep you connected to the music, local news, weather, and traffic that you need each day. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
...800-923-9385, 50 minutes past the hour. Joe Biden showed up in Washington, D.C. Did you realize that the President of the United States has spent 150 days at home as President of the United States? And don't forget, he ran his campaign from the basement. 800-923-9385, but there he was, he showed up in Washington, D.C. yesterday to sign this behemoth of a bill into law that is going to put American working men and women under the gun with regard to IRS scrutiny. And folks are not even calling it an inflation reduction bill any longer. They're referring to it as a climate change bill, as you heard in that one less than comedic routine by Jimmy Fallon of Late Night or Tonight Show fame. I guess that's the show he hosts. 800-923-9385. But there was Mr. Biden trying to sell people on the benefits of this $740 billion boondoggle.
It's not just about today. It's about tomorrow. It's about delivering progress and prosperity to American families. This bill is the biggest step forward on climate ever, ever. And it's going to allow us to boldly take additional steps toward meeting all of my climate goals.
I thought it was supposed to reduce inflation, Chuck Schumer.
This bill will endure as one of the greatest legislative feats in decades. It'll lower costs, create millions of good-paying jobs.
I thought it was supposed to reduce inflation.
You cannot spend your way out of inflation or tax yourself out of recession, or borrow your way out of debt.
The only guy telling the truth, Republican from California, Tom McClintock, the Republican from California, only guy who told it like it was, as opposed to the litany of lies that we're receiving on a regular basis with regard to the $740 billion package that has as its goal the distribution of wealth to those who the Biden-Harris administration find favorable. 800-923-9385. Jim's in Warren. Jim, thanks a lot for the call.
Hey, you know, Liz Cheney's going to run for office. Let's see, what has she called Republicans that voted for Trump or Trump supporters? About every name in the book, and then she wants us to vote for her. And a little joke in the climate bill they passed, there is a $700 million tax on natural gas development. So we're going to restrict natural gas. Of course, the natural gas companies are going to pay that tax. They're not going to pass it on to us. And what are most homes heated with in Michigan? Natural gas.
That's right. That's right.
Gee, we're going to get another boost.
That's right. And it is going to be passed on to us. And I understand the sarcasm with which you make the comment. Also, there's going to be a tax on coal production. But I understand that Joe Manchin, the sellout, the Democrat, got a carve-out for energy production in his state. So some of the folks in his state working in the energy industry, they'll be okay, at least in the shorter term, Jim. But yeah, the rest of us will have hell to pay as a result of this bill. Make no mistake about it, which is now law because the President of the United States took a day off from vacationing to show up for work. 800-923-9385. Back out to the phones we go. Let's say hello to Wendy, listening to the program in Farmington Hills. Wendy, thanks for the call.
Oh, thank you for another great show.
Thank you.
One of the many flaws in Liz Cheney's thinking is her certainty that the election was fair and there was no massive fraud. And she points to statements made by Republicans and members of Trump's administration who say the election was fair, as if those people have some kind of divine omniscience.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when William Barr said, no massive fraud here, but he was known to not look at the evidence he was given. But anyway, since none of these people that Liz Cheney is referring to have divine omniscience, but since she called them in a recent sound clip I heard, she said, well, Donald Trump was told by people who worked with him mm-hmm. that it was, but I want to point out in the fact that none of these people she's counting on for sources have divine omniscience, that we should, let's look at the scientific, this is going to make this real short. This is just one paragraph out of Patrick Colbeck's book about how do you reach the conclusion whether an election was fair or not. And it's not by reciting names of people in the Trump administration who say it was fair. That's not how Patrick Colbeck thinks that you should do it. And I don't think that's the way to do it either. Here's what he says. Ultimately, the only way to demonstrate that an election was secure is to perform an assessment of whether all election processes were followed or not. Mm-hmm. Recounts don't do that. Risk-limiting audits don't do that. Only a forensic audit of all the records in the election record chain of custody does that. Audits are the only way to determine if an election was truly secure or not. Yet, when Ted Cruz on January 6th said he wanted a 10-day audit on the challenged states, just a 10-day audit, a forensic audit on those six states, no one would go along with it. So I wish she would stop talking about people who are know-nothings. Well, this guy was a loyal member of the Trump administration, and he said it was fair.
Yes. Well, we know that there was a circumvention of real due process with a great deal of the information around the tampering with the vote during the last presidential election cycle. It's something we've addressed ourselves to, and it's certainly something you're up to speed on, Wendy, as you share that information from Patrick Colebrook's latest book. Wendy, I appreciate the call, the information, and the passion. Do feel free to call again at your earliest convenience. Very quickly, moving onward to Jim in Westland. Jim, thanks for the call.
Hey, thanks. A quick remark. I heard Chuck Schumer say what Biden usually says. It's going to create millions of jobs. $750 billion, which won't create millions of jobs. And the Democrats don't want millions of jobs. They need dependent people. That's their constituency, along with the elites on both coasts and illegal aliens.
You are exactly right, Jim. Can't argue with it, can't beat it with a stick. Ken's in Livonia. Ken, you're going to have the last word.
Well, regarding Liz Cheney, very important points to remember. First, why was it that Donald Trump was able to win the Republican primary in the first place years ago? Because we don't want Bushes, we don't want Cheneys in office. That's the first thing. She has no future. And one important thing also, when Pat Buchanan was asked an important question back during the first race when Donald Trump was running against Hillary, he was asked, why are so many Republicans against Trump? And Pat Buchanan said on the radio, it's because they don't want an outsider to come in. Too many Republicans have been getting rich, feeding from the trough of the American people, and they're afraid of having an outsider as president. And so these are two points that need to be brought up.
And that latter point is a very important one, because he did not need their financial largesse or their permission to succeed. Ken, thanks a lot for a great call. Brevity, as they say, is the soul of wit. Ladies and gentlemen, we're out of time for this edition of the program. And so, Tiffany Little and I will take our leave, but good Lord willing, we'll see you here again tomorrow night. Until then, have a great evening.
The Patriot, FM 101.5 and AM 1400, WDTK Detroit, where local news matters. A division of Salem Media Group, an Odyssey station.
Breaking news. 3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.